I never thought I'd get through D-Day, let alone the next phase or the next phase. I thought I was going to get killed instantly.
I thought one of two things, a quick death or I'd come through probably without a scratch.
I think everybody had fear. I think there's people that can handle fear. I think I was probably one of them. I think I was just as scared as anybody else, except I could think.
It's a feeling you would not let yourself down, and you would not let your comrades or your unit down.
We all had fear, but we all had training to know that you try to handle your fear and work to accomplish what you're supposed to be doing.
Looks like, what's his name? You know from 1st Platoon?
Our 1st Platoon?
He sure does.
Blythe. Hey, Blythe. Blythe! That was you. You alone?
You're the first familiar faces I've seen.
I ain't surprised. They dropped us all over the Cotentin Peninsula.
We've been fighting with the 502nd since we hit the ground. You?
I've been, trying to find Easy.
Join the club.
To show up, Lloyd. How the hell are you? I would never find
huh?
the gas.
You okay? Hey, Cap. Get a load of this,
thanks, huh?
You like that?
Yeah, it's real stuff, man.
Yeah, of course.
You like it? Oh, like this? Nice. That's a beauty.
Nice job, Mr. Chalmers.
That was really a hell of a
project. My leader is going to put you all to shame when I get it.
How was your jump?
Wow, missed the DZ.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
I guess.
Got any souvenirs to trade?
Huh?
They're all ticking. Unlike their previous owners. Got anything good?
Not yet.
Right.
So, we lost anybody?
Tommy Bird just took one in the face. Papa Wayne got pinks in the behind. They're gonna be okay.
Asking.
You run into Lieutenant Meehan in your travels?
No. Why?
Company HQ's still missing. They think the plane went down.
They say he's gonna turn up.
Yeah, I ain't holding my breath.
Who's in command then?
Winners for now. Lieutenant Welsh is first platoon.
Let's go! First platoon!
Platoon! First
platoon! Easy's moving out! Let's on go. Your feet!
Listen up. It'll be dark soon. I want light and noise discipline from here on. No talking, no smoking, and no playing grab fanny with the man in front of you, Lars.
So where are we headed to, Lieutenant?
Huh? We're taking Carentan.
That sounds like fun.
It's the only place where armor from Omaha and Utah Beach can link up and head in. So we take Carentan, they're stuck on the sands. General Taylor sent in the whole division.
Remember, boys, give me 3 days and 3 nights of hard fighting, and you will be relieved.
Yeah. Lieutenant, I'll take point.
Corporal Hoover will be lead scout. Slide. Glad you could join us.
Thank you, sir.
First platoon, falling behind Fox Company. You people from 2nd and 3rd platoon, follow us. Shake a leg.
Another thing to remember, boys. Why spread disease? So keep young clothes.
Jerry.
What?
We lost F Company, sir.
Again?
We lost F Company.
Again? Hey, Blythe, Skinny.
Honey.
Guess what?
Go back and pass the word to hold up.
Yes, sir.
Hoobler, take Blythe. Go find F Company.
Yes, sir. Come on, Blythe.
Shit.
you send somebody?
Yeah, I got Hoobland Blythe out there now.
Why have we stopped?
This is about officers crapping out on their training, Nix. Come on, let's get the show on the road.
Dang mosquitoes. What is it?
Shh.
Flash. Thunder.
I can hear y'all all the way across the field.
You have company.
That's right. Where y'all been?
Blythe, go back to the lieutenant. Tell him we found F Company. I'll figure out where these yokels are at.
Hey, what y'all calling a yokel?
Dead, Private. Did you find Fox Company?
Yes, sir. I thought he had me.
Falsham, Jaeger.
Paratrooper?
Division thinks there's a regiment of them holding Karen Tan.
Well, there's one less to worry about.
Yeah. That's Edelweiss. That only grows in the Alps above the tree line. Which means he climbed up there to get it. It's supposed to be the mark of a true soldier.
Wanted to take the first, straight up the middle, hard and fast. We have to move quickly. I'll be right behind you with second and third.
Go! Go! Fire! Upstairs window! Left!
Take that warehouse! Shifty! Hammer those windows!
Tipper, take Lee's guns! Stop clearing these buildings!
Right, come on, George, go!
Okay, Lily. Everything's right where it should be. Come on.
Up, see Daisy.
Looking good, Pip.
And you?
You're looking real good. Come here, buddy. You gotta sit down. Come here. Come on. Easy. Easy. There you go. There you go. Oh, Jesus. Hang in there, buddy. Okay, we're gonna get you fixed up, all right? Okay. Guys, you wanna give me a hand here? Come on.
Take the left flank! Got a bad one!
son.
In the Lord.
The Holy Spirit.
You see what I'm seeing?
Is now, ever shall be, without end. Amen.
Crazy fools, the Irish. You should know. Smokey, the window. Let's go.
Sir. What's your name, trooper?
What?
Sergeant Farnsworth from Navy Company, 501st. I'm here and I'm supposed to tell you that we got it clear from here all the way to the north of them crowds, sir.
We'll tell your CO 506 arrived in force and secured all positions south of you.
Yes, sir, I'll tell him. Come on, bad boy, let's go.
Lieutenant Winters.
Yes, sir?
Is it safe to cross now?
What's that, sir?
Is it safe to cross? We want to move the wounded.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Come on, let's get him out
of here. There she is.
Plasma
drip. You're lucky it was a ricochet. You just caught a piece of it. What?
Nothing.
Walking wounded to the rear.
Now you gonna be able to stay off it?
Doesn't look that way.
Well, you gotta try, huh?
What do we got planned, Chief?
Well, we expect a counterattack. Carrington's as important to them as it is to us.
Any idea when?
We're not waiting around to find out. Battalion 1 is to head east toward high ground, set up a defensive position. All the flooded fields, it's the only direction they can approach from.
Yeah. You're gonna be all right?
Yeah.
Good. What's wrong with Blythe?
Well, nothing. Except he can't see.
He can't see?
So he says.
Lieutenant Winters. What happened?
I don't know, sir. Well, things, they just kind of went black on me.
But you can't see?
I think, sir. I can't see a thing.
Well, you just take it easy, Blythe. I'm going to get you out of here. Get you back to England. It's gonna be okay.
Sir. I didn't want to let anyone down.
Just take it easy. Okay, son. What is it?
Thank you, sir. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
You can see?
I don't know what happened. I think I'm okay.
All right. Well, stay here a little while longer and make sure. And then you can report back to your platoon.
Sure.
get that bandage on?
Yeah. Running by Christmas. That's how I see it.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Oh, good.
I got
good. Kraut cheese tastes like... stinks.
Red stale, too.
Give me that.
Yes, sir. The way we came in town today and took over. You know, it don't seem like Jerry's got too much fight left in him.
Hey, Moore, don't get hit in the face when Jerry throws in the sponge, all right?
You mark my words, Mel. Berlin by Christmas.
Enjoy it while it lasts. We'll be moving out soon.
Out of town, Lieutenant? Already?
That's right.
Don't they know we're just getting settled here?
Nice, Groucho.
What?
Real smart. You know, you're taking your life in your own hands.
Ain't that right? I told you. I didn't actually see it.
What, Spears shooting the prisoners or the sergeant in his own platoon?
Sergeant?
What?
I didn't hear that.
Wait, wait, he shot one of his own guys?
Well, supposedly the guy was drunk and refused to go on a patrol. Who knows if it's true?
Well, I know a guy. Hey! Who said an eyewitness told him the Spears posed those prisoners.
Why? What for?
On D-Day. Spears comes across this group of Kraut prisoners, digging a hole or some such, under guard and all. He breaks out a pack of smokes, passes them out, even gives them a light. Then, all of a sudden, he swings up his Thompson and... he hoses them. I mean, goddamn! Gives him smokes first?
You see, that's why I don't believe he really did it.
Oh, you don't believe it?
Whoa, whoa, you didn't see? I heard he didn't do it.
No, it was him, all right. But it was more than eight guys. More like 20.
Hell of a shot.
Oh, except one guy who we left alone.
Well, all I know, from what I heard, he took that last 105 on D-Day practically by himself, running through MG fire like a maniac.
Yeah, that I did see.
On his own?
Yep.
I don't care if any of the other stuff's true.
Hey, Albert.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take everybody's word for it. I didn't see any of it.
Let's go! First platoon, weapons on me. We're moving out.
On your feet, tactical column. Flankers
out. You
want
to crowd for? Nope.
Flankers out!
That means you, Private Blythe.
Come on, bud. Get up.
Bread picking.
Luz, how far are we going?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Frank, I don't know. Until they tell us to stop.
High ground. There's high ground up ahead. Okay, genius. Answer me this then. Why is Easy Company the only company who's either at the front of an advance or, like now, exposed at the far edge of the line?
To keep you on your toes.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're never in the middle. And we're the fifth of nine companies of this regiment. Able to item. Think of it.
See there? You see that?
Contact right! Stay in the bedroom!
Come on!
What have they got to sing about?
Flash!
Thunder. Catchy tune, ain't it?
Hey, Lieutenant. What's the news?
Same as it was this afternoon. They're in their hedgerow, we're in ours.
Spell me a minute, sir.
And let Blythe get some sack time.
The back teeth are floating.
We'll get back here ASAP, Martin.
You can count on me, sir.
Oh. How you doing, Blythe?
I'm okay, sir.
What happened to the aid station today?
Doc really called it hysterical blindness.
Thank you, sir. You know what they said in basic? Dehydration's a soldier's worst enemy. Yeah. Yeah. It's a game, Blythe. That's all. Hell, we're just moving the ball forward 1 yard at a time. Nothing but a game. What is, sir? This. The whole thing.
No. Thank you, sir.
Just a game.
Harry.
S2 said the Germans only left a company to defend Carentan.
No.
The rest pulled out sometime last night.
I knew that town was too easy.
Yeah. They regrouped south of town. May have been on the way to a counterattack when we ran into them here. Strength unknown. They want the town back. We're in their way. If they don't come before them, we're attacking the first light, 0530.
I'll tell the men to fix bayonets. Not much of a limp.
I'll survive.
How is it?
Hurts.
War is hell.
God damn.
Gosh.
Medic!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. He looked like a Kraut. I didn't know
what
was happening.
Yeah, I can breathe. Look at me. Oh, look at me.
Yeah, I can breathe.
Okay, I'm putting some soap on the wound, Floyd. You're going to be fine. What the hell is that?
Sounds like it's coming from Third Platoon. You want to get some sleep?
I don't think I can.
Then go take a look.
Lieutenant Spears, sir.
Where you going, Private?
Check out the noise, sir.
I just came from there. Everything's under control.
Yes, sir.
some nervous privates in your company?
We do, sir. We do. We vouch for that.
You just don't see how simple it is.
Simple what is, sir?
Just do what you have to do.
Like you did on D-Day, sir? Lieutenant. Sir, when I landed on D-Day, I found myself in the ditch all by myself. I fell asleep. I think it was air sickness pills they gave us. When I woke up, I didn't really try to find my unit to fight. I just kind of stayed put.
What's your name, Trooper?
Bly, sir. Albert Bly.
You know why you hid in that ditch, Blythe?
I was scared.
We're all scared.
You hid in that ditch because you think there's still hope. But Blythe, the only hope you have is to accept the fact that you're already dead. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you'll be able to function as a soldier's supposed to function. Without mercy, without compassion, without remorse. All war depends upon it.
You want some of this candy shit?
Right. No.
The outpost got ammo.
Hey, boy.
Here you go, guys.
Now, we don't know what they've
place,
got.
Okay?
We may be attacking a weaker force, possibly more paratroopers.
And you know how they can be.
Fire maneuver. That's the name of the game. Fire maneuver. Dog and Fox companies will be on our left flank, moving with us. Any questions? Let's make them holler.
It's 9:30 in the evening back home.
Order! Get that OP in!
Tell him to hold. I'm checking the lines.
Easy stations. Easy six. Hold in position. Over.
Go! Lock and load!
Easy six. Easy red six. I've got mortars across my line. Infantry yet, I'm pulling the OP in. Over.
Right stick, left 15, charge 3. Range 600.
Haplow, fire.
Off. Haplow, fire.
Thank you.
Fox are pulling back.
What?
Who gave that order?
God damn it.
Thank you.
Buddy. Hey, buddy, you okay? Looks like you fellas had a heck of a fight.
I need to know what's in there.
I don't know who the hell to send.
Ask for volunteers.
I hate asking for volunteers.
Then pick them.
Need to take a look at that farmhouse. Who wants to go?
I'll go.
Anybody else? Martin. Duke, when you just volunteered. Abba.
I'm the lead.
Life lead scout. Move out.
Harry, what exactly are you doing with your reserve chute? You've been hauling that thing around ever since we jumped?
Gonna send it to Kitty when we get back to England. Silk. Figure it'll make a good wedding dress, you know? What with rationing and all.
Jeez, Harry, I never would have guessed.
What? I'm so sentimental?
No, that you think we're gonna make it back to England.
Come through. Give me room.
Chloe.
sniper.
All right, Blau, I got you.
Nice and easy, nice and easy.
They're pulling us off the front line.
Now?
To a field camp north of Utah Beach. Hot food and showers.
All right.
Then back to England.
Where's the units of last line? 13 on the right. Stiff. Sore. I wanted to take it easy for a few days.
Yeah, you should.
Talked to Colonel Singh. Said he appreciated Easy holding the line.
Oh.
Said General Taylor was pleased.
Well, that's why I came to France. Please, General Taylor.
Yeah.
In grateful acknowledgement of the blood shed in the service of your country, it is my honor to present you with the Order of the Purple Heart.
Yeah!
Thank you, sir.
How many does that make?
Two? Three? You have no shame.
Hey, I got one hole in my shoulder, a second in my calf, and there's the boil on my shin that ought to be Lance.
Now he only gets one.
Sergeant Talbot.
The story's told. He pulled on his poncho and headed out to check the lines dressed like a crowd.
Hey, everyone in such a hurry to get back, huh? Yeah. Food don't suit you?
We don't need you anymore, Sam.
Upon a trooper, our hero came. Fast asleep, he called his name. Smith. Oh, Smith. Get up. It's time to take your turn out on the line.
Do you guys have any idea what he's talking about?
The night of the bayonet.
That is.
So very weary.
Very
cracked an eye all red and bleary. Grabbed his rifle, he did not tarry. Hearing Floyd, but seeing Jerry.
Come on.
There goes Smithy.
It's me, cried Tab. Don't do it. And yet, Smith charged Toot Sweet with bayonet. He lunged, he thrust both high and low, and skewered the boy from Kokomo.
Heading back to barracks.
You have him?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Who's asking?
From Philadelphia?
South Philly, yeah.
I could tell. 17th Street.
Yeah, Front Street.
Hey. Yeah, sit down. Hey, you know a guy named Johnny Whalen?
Yeah, Tarhead.
Since you weren't wounded by the enemy and thus didn't qualify for a Purple Heart, we've taken matters into our own hands. Tab, this is for you.
That's right.
I could have shot the kid a dozen times.
Yeah, right.
I just didn't think we could spare a man.
Couple of announcements, men. First, listen up. First, the training exercise scheduled for 2200 has been canceled. Secondly, all passes are hereby revoked. We're heading back to France, so pack up all your gear. We will not be returning to England, boys. Anyone who has not made out a will, go to the supply office. Trucks depart from Embry at 0700. As you were.
Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Good morning, Miss Lamb. Sorry to bother you so early.
That's all right. Private...
Malarkey.
Come in.
Actually, it's Sergeant Malarkey now, ma'am. I just got promoted.
Oh, lovely. I expect you'll be wanting your laundry. I heard the trucks rumbling by all night. I guess the Yanks must be on the way off again.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like for good this time.
I'm sorry to hear that. Two shirts, two pairs of trousers, light starch, two bobble tops.
Thank you.
Would you like a cup of tea? I've got the water boiling.
No, thank you. I'm in a hell of a bit of a hurry. But thank you anyway.
Oh, Private.
Yes, ma'am.
Lieutenant Mion's one of yours, isn't he? I hope he hasn't forgotten his laundry.
I'll take it.
Thank you. You couldn't be a dear help me with a few others, could you? Let's see. Sergeant Evans, Private Moyer, Blozer, Gray, Miller, Owen, Collins, Elliot, Blythe.